are tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can read exclusive interviews, check out this week's playlist, and featured albums. Up first on the queue is John McCaslin from his album Sunalta. We're going to listen to the title track.
Thank you. Keep it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tom Bodding Quintet. The album's called Rogue, and we'll check into the track Mount Aspiring Tatia, then Makram Abul Hassan. The album's called Transmigration. We'll check into Mine or Blues. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Hi, my name is Taku. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When a storm approaches, weather forecasters can tell people how much rain to expect and warn them if there's a risk of floods. But knowing where flooding is most likely to happen could help people better prepare, especially as climate change brings more extreme weather. So one researcher is creating a more advanced flood forecasting system for the coastal city of San Juan, Puerto Rico.
They will tell you, well, since you're going to have 3 to 5 inches falling in this place, more than likely, this street that you tend to pass by is going to be flooded from this time to this time.
To build this system, Felix Santiago Collazo of the University of Georgia and his colleagues are gathering information about historic flood patterns from San Juan residents.
That local knowledge component is crucial for this type of hyperlocal flood modeling. So having their input and telling us when it tends to flood, how bad, where the water goes.
And they're deploying an array of inexpensive solar-powered flood sensors on stop signs, electricity poles, and other locations across the city to track which areas are flooded during storms. By better understanding how high water affects different parts of the city, the researchers aim to provide more detailed forecasts of future floods. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Welcome to Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, the second radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. Tune in. Fill your Sunday soundtrack glass with happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of female and Canadian content. And join us for table talk with local and international artists. Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.